Hello, and welcome to this week's look at action and stunts on film and television. Thanks for joining me once again. This week we're in 1997, and we look at a huge action vehicle for John Travolta and Nicolas Cage under the watchful eye of director John Woo. This is Face Off.
I'm chasing this guy ever since I joined the force.
We're Special Agent Sean Archer.
He's the most dangerous criminal of mind I've ever known.
There's only one way to catch a killer.
I will become him.
From the director of Broken Arrow.
Black Cat, Detroit!
John Travolta.
Nothing like having your face cut off to disturb your sleep.
Nicolas Cage. Face Off.
You're not having any fun!
Rated R starts Friday, June 27th, everywhere.
Face Off from 1997. It's important, I think, to understand, firstly, who's in charge of the action. And the names are related. SMERZ, S-M-R-Z, not a name you find or a spelling you find very often, but they belong to Brian and Greg SMERZ. They've both worked as stunt performers and stunt coordinators on Hollywood films for many, many years. Brian, since 1981. In more recent years, he's acted as second unit director and director on projects such as Hero Wanted, Fantastic Four, and Face Off. And he worked on several of director John Woo's American films, including Wind Talkers, Paycheck, and of course Mission Impossible 2. Greg is one of Hollywood's top second unit directors and stunt coordinators with an extensive racing background, mechanical knowledge, and a love of motorsports. Greg has designed heart-stopping action sequences for some of Hollywood's top motion pictures, such as the car chase in Six Underground, the motorcycle chase in Mission Impossible 5, and Greg has also an extensive stunt rigging background and has designed and rigged one of the most spectacular stunt sequences to date, including the incredible building sequence in Mission Impossible 4. And having experienced him up close, I was lucky enough to interview him a number of years ago. He's also a really nice bloke, which kind of makes it all worthwhile, to be perfectly honest. But he's a super guy, and the action on this picture is remarkable. You have to look also at the stunt doubles, who do a ridiculously difficult job, because massive amounts of this film are shot with the doubles. Yeah, Travolta and Cage are the stars of the picture, but they're only able to do so much, regardless of how capable either of them are. And also, they may only have them for certain periods of time. I seem to remember that during this period, both Nicolas Cage and John Travolta were busy in a number of projects. Even though it's John Woo, who was described by many at the time as, you know, the king of action, of course with his Hong Kong background, everybody wanted to work with him. But you can only do one job at a time, and obviously these guys had a number of projects on the go at the same time, so they weren't able, maybe, to do as much as they would have liked. Therefore, the SMERZ boys would come in, and they would choose who they wanted as far as doubles were concerned. They would choose which sections they were going to need to have the doubles in completely. Mark Riccardi doubles John Travolta for pretty much all of the picture. And then Nicolas Cage has two doubles, predominantly Dane Farwell and Mickey Giacomazzi. And they both double him. Now, Mickey was a world-class water skier, so obviously his specific skills come in very handy at the end of the movie during that remarkable boat chase sequence. John Woo, as many of you will already know, he isn't my favourite movie director. With the Mission Impossible thing, it's still my least favourite of that entire series. And the movie pushes the boundaries of believability a lot. I mean, it has to be said. I mean, taking one person's face off temporarily, really, and sticking it onto somebody else's face. Science aside, Castor Troy is the lead character. What do you have to hate in life to name your son after the wheels you find under a bed or sofa? Then, to add insult to injury, you call your second boy Pollux. Pollux Troy. There is a hidden message there. Pollock, incidentally, is a type of fish. That's if we're pronouncing it correctly, but there's a possibility we're not. The action is amazing, and I would like to focus on that boat chase, as it is mesmerizing.
Hi, I'm Rob.
I'm Simon.
And I'm James.
We want to talk about those movies. Those supposedly bad movies. Those movies that bombed.
To see if they weren't that bad, after all, join us every other Tuesday on the For Your Reconsideration podcast, part of the Pod Dojo podcast network.
You can catch us on iTunes, Spotify, and all your usual podcast apps.
And it won't cost you a solitary bean, mate.
It's like it's free.
It's just like it's free.
Mark Riccardi is a brilliant double for Travolta, and couple his work with that of Giacomozzi, and you have the ground rules for a full-on action sequence that allows the second unit director to get all the right shots and director John Woo to urge amounts of action and get the doubles almost in close-up. There's many, many shots in this picture. This is long before CGI, remember. So you've got the doubles in close-up at speed, only adding pickup shots of the actors at later stages. The most amazing shots are those in that speedboat, now occupied by Travolta and Cage, as it crashes into the wooden block across the beachhead, if you remember. And then the two men are thrown through the air as the boat somersaults behind them, then explodes. This is before, I keep saying this, but it is before really flawless CGI as we know it today. So in order to get the two occupants to travel at speed over the distance through camera, through the shot, and away from camera, they are attached to wires. They are suspended from a crane. Now, I've got pictures which I will show you on Friday, but in order for the two stuntmen to travel that quickly, the crane must have had to whip them round at phenomenal speed. Look at their clothing. Look at the suits they're wearing. They're soaked with water and the spray is pouring off them because they're travelling at absolutely incredible speed. Absolutely remarkable. But the doubling on this picture is really, really very good. I'm going to show you a couple of sequences, copyright prevailing, of course, but I'm going to show you a couple of sequences where it's very clear that that's the double and the actors are nowhere near it. But you don't need to have that cut, that edit, suddenly throwing the actor's face into the shot. There's also a couple of interesting explosions. I think there is such a thing as a John Woo explosion. And it's not just, I'm not referring to this big explosion that you see at the end of the picture, but there are moments in shootouts, and there's a great many shootouts during this picture, where there will be bullet hits and there will be explosions going off, and they all look the same. It doesn't matter where it is, what it is, they all look the same. And I think that is what we're going to refer to as the John Woo explosion, and we'll look at that a bit closely as well. So absolutely stunning from start to finish. I can't wait to show you the stuff. Please join me on Friday to see some really great behind the scenes pictures and an in-depth look at how some of this remarkable action is created. All right, and until then, it is bye for now.